The California Supreme Court ruled Thursday that UC Berkeley can move ahead with a planned $312 million housing project that would house both students and formerly homeless residents at what's now People's Park. People's Park has a long history in Berkeley dating back to 1969. It was the site of student anti-Vietnam War protests in the 60s and 70s and has been a place where many people have sought refuge or community over the years. The university has had plans to develop the space since the 60s, but backed down over protests. However, in 2018, the university reignited development plans for a student housing complex with affordable housing included. That also drew protests, and the UC put up shipping containers around the perimeter to keep protesters out until the court decided on whether to okay the plan. Mayor Jesse Aragin says he recognizes the history of the park, but the condition of the space has deteriorated in the recent years and needs to be revamped.
The reality is that the current state of People's Park, with rampant crime, widespread homelessness, is not acceptable.
Aragin says he was told by university officials to avoid People's Park when he was a UC Berkeley student 20 years ago. Another attempt to develop it in 2022 was met with protests by residents who believed the housing would create too much noise pollution. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill last fall, AB 1307. Which says universities don't have to consider the impacts of student noise when considering building housing in urban areas. Mayor Jesse Aragin says the court made the right decision by allowing the land to be developed. Otherwise, noise pollution arguments could be used to halt development everywhere.
The noise that the prospective occupants of a building creates should not be a barrier to building housing. Imagine how that could be weaponized by NIMBYs throughout California. To stop affordable housing, to stop permanent supportive housing, to stop student housing. So thankfully that will no longer be a barrier for this project or any project in California. And so once the legislature clarified the law, the court obviously applied the law correctly. And I think the fact that it was a unanimous decision, I think clearly illustrates that this was the right decision.
According to UC Berkeley Chancellor Carol Christ, the university can only house 23% of its students. Mayor Aragin says it's the city of Berkeley and the university's responsibility. Protesters of the current development say they don't want housing built at the site because it's part of Berkeley's history. The university plans on constructing two buildings at the site, one with 1,000 beds for UC Berkeley students and another with 125 beds to house homeless people displaced from People's Park. Aragin says that only 40% of the land will be used for housing and the rest will remain in open space. Some of the displaced unhoused people are now staying at the Quality Inn Hotel in Berkeley, but their lease ends this month. Aragin said the city plans to buy a roadway inn with an $8 million home key grant from the state to house them until the development is done. Mayor Jesse Aragin says the UC could start building whenever they want, but they're still looking for a new affordable housing developer since the last one backed out due to opposition. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.